This is Papa Joe. Have a great weekend, everybody, from Papa Joe Talk.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
What do beautiful girls, the Olympic Garden Gentlemen's Club, and the WWE pay-per-view have in common? As the official WWE Blast Area, you can watch every pay-per-view event on the big screens and enjoy sensational exotic performers only at the OG. We'll even waive the entry fee, show up before 6 p.m., and locals get in free.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Plus, there's great drink specials and lots of giveaways.
Log on to our website, ogvegas.com, for all WWE event dates and times.
There's more to see at the OG.
Television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX. August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7. And this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and I think you all know what that means, don't ya? It's now time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. tonight. We've got an interesting show as we're going to do sort of a get-to-know show mixed in with the regular stuff. We're all kind of getting our stuff set up here in the studio. It's all good. Why don't we go ahead and at least do a host roll call for everybody who's already here in the studio. Let's get that studio engineer out of the way, because he's always in the way with his ugly shirts. Heinously ugly shirts, but, you know, I'd buy it from Walmart, maybe. All right, let's do a little bit of host roll call. Who do I got sitting across from me? Let's try that again.
Annette!
Annette, thank you. I got Annette across from me. Does that make him Mickey Mouse or Goofy?
I don't know. Which one was the pedophile?
Oh. That's harsh.
Pedo Bear says hello.
Now, are we going to have our ethnic minorities here today?
God, I hope so.
It'd be nice. I've only been emailing and messaging all week to prepare for this show.
Dude lives on another planet. I don't even know if he realizes what day it is.
We should quiz him. We should really quiz him. What is today?
I don't know, man. How close am I to getting my food stamps?
Oh.
That was out loud. I apologize. That was wrong. That was wrong.
You know, it's funny you did that. You mentioned or went that line of humor. Hanging out on the KC Host Radio Network. One of our wonderful syndicates. I hang out in their forums all the time.
And in their porno room?
Sometimes. It's not bad, actually. So, anyhow, I'm hanging out.
That's what we need on our site. A porn.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. We'll get to that one in just a second as well. By the way, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. We are live. For those of you who are tuning in live, great. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat and join us. We'll get everything going here. I think Murphy's going to minister the chat tonight, right?
Yeah.
All right. So he's going to minister the chat. I'm going to finally get the cam on.
Wait, there's an administrator? I don't know how to administrate the chat. I would love that. I just randomly kick people out.
You don't. Oh, I'll send you the link. Trust me. There's an administrator link. I'll get that to you. Here's how it works. Actually, let's get back to what I was telling for a story. So I'm chatting with Westmar, who does the Wild Wild Westmar show on KC from the KC Host Radio Network from their lovely studios. He was talking about how he needs a minority so that way he can start dropping the N-bomb and so how he can start.
Oh, you don't need a minority in the studio to drop an N-bomb.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, shall we practice now?
Not yet.
Good call.
I don't know if I. You know, it's not really something that you can just hit right at. You know, you don't swing at that first pitch and expect it to go over the fence.
Well, unless you're Barry Bonds.
Well,
you swing at everything, praying to God you can be like Hank Aaron.
You gotta warm up. I mean, you gotta take some BP. You know, we start off with a spear chucker.
Woo! Very
maybe
nice.
Like a jigaboo.
Oh, always a classic.
Spook. It's not one that gets used often enough.
Well, you know, I mean, no, you're right. It doesn't. Now that I think about it. Studio engineer, you still here? Why is he behind my ass?
Are you surprised at that?
No, not with those shirts and that highlighted hair, frosted and all. You know, I hear he used to work on a metal show.
Hey, studio engineer, you know how I know you're gay?
Do you know the studio engineer's gay?
His dick tastes like shit.
Oh. He doesn't even get that one. I just think it's gross. It wasn't funny, much like the song he left us last week.
What did he leave us with last week?
The Michael Vick song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of boos on that. As a matter of fact, I got some emails on that. It was bad. So anyhow.
That was 404, Comedy Not Found.
Yeah, I've had shit that was much funnier and much more entertaining going out. Anywho. So here you are.
Did you just say anywho?
Anywho.
Okay, you know what? New rule in the studio.
Anywho
gets a beating.
What? That's like my only, that's my
and
transitional word.
It's gay.
But I have to have a transitional word.
Find a new one. Anywho gets a beating.
Seriously.
Yes.
Anywho.
Not a flirt.
He's coming over here too. What are you going to do? You're taking off your belt. I am not your child. I'm getting up. Oh, God.
Now, anywho gets a beating. So I'm going to give you one right here. All right?
You're going to. Right in the arm?
I'm going to give you a nice one right in the arm.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to give you that one for free.
See, now I was ready for it too, man. I was like, fuck, this is going to hurt. All right. We want everybody to get a hold of us and have fun with us. Did you hear the new intro music?
No, I was.
Oh, you were getting.
I was getting my shit together.
All right. So, yeah, new intro music. I decided.
Play it again.
Here's what we need. We need to be a little more suave and sophisticated. And I know you. Listen.
Hold on. Oh, I got to take the glasses off.
Well, wait. You got to hear out the rest of this. But you're going to like your. But I.
Did you just say we're going to be suave and sophisticated?
We need to be just a little more. Just.
You do realize we're the same guys that got a woman with fake tits, painted them, and had her stick them to a shirt for us.
I thought that was very sophisticated.
What fucking planet are you from?
That was very sophisticated.
We're the home of dick jokes.
We're the halfway house of dick jokes. Yeah, let's be completely honest. Actually, no. Also, I decided I wanted something a little, well, absolutely not techno.
What is this, Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
David Holmes, as a matter of fact.
Now, what about that one that I brought up that I thought was going to be good?
You got it on you?
Yeah.
Let me bring my bed down.
You got me up?
Yeah, I got you up.
Bring this one.
Adult Swim.
Yeah, but this is the Decode remix. It's got a little techno to it once it kicks up a little.
Well, see, that's what I was going to get away from.
But not a lot.
Want to use it for a closing?
I don't know. Let me see something. I think it'd work for a closing. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
That's perfect.
I'm your host, Murphy.
And I'm your host, Trencher.
We'd like to thank everyone. Yeah. Yeah, I like this.
That does sound good. You are now the official closer.
All right.
Of Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio, a Spank Wagon production.
Found only at
spankwagon.net.
So why don't you stretch for a bit? I'm going to get the camera going.
Yes. That was good. Shoulder got the... Oh, wait. Oh. You meant stretch
for
content.
Yeah, stretch for time.
Well, you still got my music up?
Yes, I do.
Well, then I'm gonna...
We are going to be heading into the meat and potatoes of tonight's show. And matter of fact, let me start mentioning that now. You know what? We're not going to deal with the phones unless you really absolutely want to call in, which I doubt it. We are going to tell you, though, tonight's a get-to-know show. And the last time we've done a get-to-know show was back in the Claude days, back when it was the two-man circus, basically.
As opposed to now,
three-man gangbang. Two-man
nice.
Circus, three-man gangbang.
Nice.
That is this show. And, well, it is a sausage fest, after all, and every day is October, right? So...
Yeah, it is Oktoberfest, and we are here with the sausage.
Okay, so...
Would you like to see my lederhosen?
Yeah, I would like to see your lederhosen, Franz. That would be great.
Dude, what's going on with you and me? It's been like the day of voices.
You know...
Look, you generally don't do good impressions, okay?
I never do good impressions, but I do great voices.
Your Nathan Explosion is really good. Can you do it?
I don't even know if I can do it. I don't even know. I'd have to...
Brutal. It's brutal. I note to Silver Song.
No, I don't really do a lot because I got the Kermit the Frog voice. I can drop into that.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, coming to you live from LV Rocks. Yay!
miss the hands that went
with
it.
You got to do the hands. You got to do the movements. It's like when I did Boys Dorm. Remember
when
we were making fun of Bradley Muffins?
Oh, Christ, that was
funny. I had to wiggle my ass because you just got to get into character.
But you really don't do...
I do voices, but I don't do impersonations.
The voices sometimes are lacking, but the Nathan Explosion you did out in the green room was fucking spot on.
Probably because I was just listening. We were just watching those episodes of Metalpocalypse.
Yeah. I tell you what, my Squizgar is a little weak, but your Nathan Explosion, dude, was balls on. It was really good. Well, since we're squeezing or stretching here, for those of you that aren't in San Diego... Exactly. For those of you that aren't in San Diego this weekend.
Yeah, I ain't in San Diego at the Comic-Con.
That's right. This weekend, starting today, some very interesting things happened from the Batman people from Paramount and from Legendary Pictures, what they put together. They literally had a plane fly overhead that played a message. And
oh, no.
If I get... Well, hold on now. This message sets the tone for who the Joker is going to be. Let me get you the number real quick, and I'll read it out loud. That way, everybody else gets a chance to find it or to listen.
Is this
to
a dial-in?
It is a dial-in. Oh. And
let me bring up the phone on the board.
Yeah, let me. I gotta find the number first.
Okay. While you're doing that,
As you're stretching. For
as now
stretching.
I'm stretching for time. By the way, I don't know. We're supposed to have Colored Man in the in
dude,
the studio.
I don't know what's going on. He text messaged me last
10:35 last night. He text messages saying he's turning 30 and everybody needs to come to his party, biatch.
Which is great. I can't wait to do that.
No shit. We should bring microphones to that.
Dude, dude. I think any kind of evidence whatsoever is what's going on there, whether it be audio or video, right now is prohibited.
There is no video.
I am essential to the full effort. Sorry, I gotta... Dude, why can I not find this number? I swear to God, like...
No good for the number?
I'm
just... Why work on it later?
No, I can find it. I want to do it now.
I'll do it. I get it. Put me in, coach. I can do it.
That's the problem with finding things on internet forums. Threads move very quickly.
See, why are you not copying the URL? Dude, you just have to drag the URL to your desktop from the address bar?
I've got to find the thread that's got the phone number in it.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. You can just copy that. I'm just giving you a little bit of tech advice.
Yeah, I've got to find...
By the way, happy System Administrator's Day.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had... the guys took me to lunch today at work.
Very nice. I was thinking about getting you guys gifts, and then I paid my bills and realized I need money.
Yeah, no shit.
Wow, am I broke again. I mean, wasn't just a couple months ago I had like $100,000 just...
Yeah, and then...
And I'm like, hi, I'm Hugh Hefner's wannabe love child.
And then there was none.
And then there was bills.
I've actually got something really interesting going on that front as well. As you know, we
get $100,000 in your pocket?
No. We bought our first house and we paid our first mortgage payment.
Yay!
They haven't deposited the check yet.
You know, that always worries me when the banks take their own sweet time.
No, I found out why they haven't it. They haven't actually set up the account yet.
Wait. You just bought a house and they don't even have an account for you?
Not yet. Okay, I have the number.
Okay. You know, I've never dialed out on the comm phone, so let me
just bring it up like you would a normal line. Hey, look at that. Okay.
Ooh, clipping.
The number is 1-800-395-9646. Okay, now mute the mics.
Okay.
Hello? Can anyone hear me? Please help. Okay. I'll read it. How many clowns does it take to get a good laugh? 401. I don't get it. These jokes aren't funny. Please, I'll keep going. I'll keep going. If you want to be part of my crew, you're going to need to prove you're up to the challenge. Tell your lackeys at home. The first punchline is inside joke. And if they complain, tell them to button it. They'll get something out of this, too. Remember, this is not a race. Real crooks do it with style, not speed. One final joke. What's the last thing I'll ever say? Wait, please. Don't!
That sets the tone.
Holy shit. What the hell?
Yeah. Now, if you go to whysoserious.com and it's creepy, and you put in the punchline in the bottom field, which is inside joke, it'll lead you down a path. Now, this became a treasure hunt around San Diego today.
Okay.
Looking for the Gotham Girl Guides and mugging her for her cookies. when you showed up in this park this morning across the street from the convention center,
right.
You got a bag, okay. And it was clown makeup and a mirror and an insurance waiver. seriously.
We want you to have fun, but not at our...
So the chase that went on involved some interesting stuff, a couple of different things here and there. There was a black Escalade that was for a candidate.
Hmm.
And it had Gotham City Security with it.
Interesting.
Which would be for Harvey Dent. And anyway, the end of the treasure hunt gave us this.
I knew the mob wouldn't go down without a fight. But this is different. They've crossed the line.
You crossed the line first, sir. You hammered them. And in their desperation, they turned to a man they didn't fully understand. Some men aren't looking for anything logical. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Starting tonight, people will die. I'm a man of my word.
I've got goosebumps, and I have to wait an entire year to see this.
Oh, sounds awesome. I can't see it. I know you're
there's,
watching
there's no
it.
Video. There's, it's oh, there's literally no video. Just the logo, the bat logo, which you can't see. There's light shooting past it, so you see little bits of it at a time. And
right.
As Michael Caine finishes, the whole thing's lit up, and then when Heath Ledger, the Joker, kicks in, it starts to break apart, and the last thing you see is the Joker's card flying at the screen.
Oh, very nice.
It is very cool. So hopefully we don't get a cease and desist from anyone for playing that, but...
They'll never be able to find us, really, truly.
Yeah, no shit.
We're
so under the radar, it's not even funny.
Totally under the radar. All right, so what we're going to do right now, we're going to switch gears up just a little bit.
Grind, grind, grind. Ding, ding, ding.
Clutch, damn you! Clutch!
Hit and run.
Speaking of, we should tell people what we saw here like 2 minutes before the show.
There was a hit and run. We will tell you all about the accident that we witnessed.
Yeah, we witnessed this accident. We'll tell you in a little bit after this. But what we're going to do right now to switch up gears here at Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. Got to give us another thing. Oh, yeah. About radio at spankwagon.net for email. We're going to do the Getting to Know show. And basically, the whole premise of this in the past has been... If I could do it one more time. The whole premise of this...
Premise. Could you use it in a sentence, please?
The whole premise of this, comma, is to...
Q. Fuck.
is to use music, because music is such a wonderful thing. Music is everywhere. Not to sound like I'm some sort of VH1 where they now, boy, feel pity for me. But music is everywhere. Music always defines a person. So what I challenged Decaf and Murph, obviously Decaf's way on BPT time today, was to... basically give us some songs that define who you are, that tell us who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do, because I don't want to monopolize. I've done this before. They can go into the archives. It's an old, old, old show, the Getting to Know show. My music tastes have not changed all that much. I was wondering if you had a song or two that you wanted to play right now.
I do.
Do you need time to load? Or
no, I've got it right here.
Good.
One or two?
Why don't we call this the first unofficial break?
Okay.
Because I don't think we're going to have true breaks today.
Already?
Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But play these two songs.
Okay.
If you want to give us a little bit of background before you go into them.
Sure.
That'd be great.
The first song is a big... I'm a big fan of it. It's Beer by The Real Big Fish.
Beer. Why am I not surprised?
It's a great song, number one. It's ska, it's poppy, it's nice. Plus, it's about beer, and it's from the basketball soundtrack, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. Yes, I'll throw myself under the bus on that one. Followed up by Love Song from Snake River Conspiracy. It's actually, you know, a cover off their Sonic Jihad album.
Okay.
Love Song is
nice.
When I started my own little, I don't know if you remember the monkey radio. What did I call it?
Crack Monkeys.
Crack Monkey Radio.
As a matter of fact, I remember putting together your first website for you that never really went anywhere.
Yeah. This is one of the first songs I played on that. So, yeah. So
that was a long time ago. 2002 or 2001.
2000.
Because we did Neutral Corners. Mm-hmm. That one, the only single episode of Neutral Corners that never went anywhere. Because we both realized how impossible it was going to be to do it every single week.
Yeah.
And then,
well, at the time, there was only one wrestling show on a week.
That's true. That is true. There was two.
It was two.
There was two. It was ending soon. Really soon.
Yeah. Love Song is from that. And I've always been a big fan of Snake River Conspiracy. I've loved them. So,
So we have Snake River Conspiracy with their song...
Love Song.
Love Song. And then...
Beer by Real Big Fish.
Okay. Why don't you take it away? And we'll be back after these two songs. You are listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Never cared. this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell.
wow.
And then just...
It's, you know what? That's the way Snake River Conspiracy is. It just, they just, it hits a brick wall and there's all this to it.
And then they just say, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy. And we have bad news.
Very
we
bad
heard
news.
From Decaf. He has some issues and will not be in this week. Apparently, it's something going on. I don't know. Emergencies happen. Not much we can do about it.
No, nope, just hope everything works out for him. Yeah, so
much love.
Yep.
The double chest bump and stuff.
See, I love more. I gave him three.
Whatever.
So,
he's just trying to make up for being a racist.
Yeah, pretty much. So, tonight on Spank Wagon Radio.
Fuck!
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Opener with Dodgers in Colorado postponed because of rain. They won last night 5-4. Tonight, postponed.
Bummer. And I was listening to the pre-show on my way in today. And they were talking about the hitting. They were really worried about some of the hitting today, too, with the Dodgers, though. So who knows? We'll see. When is it postponed till? Because I mean,
it'll probably be tomorrow. So they'll probably do a doubleheader tomorrow.
Now, what really sucks about doubleheaders anymore, it used to be you could go to a game and watch a doubleheader. Game.
Yep.
Now they do a doubleheader where one's a day game.
And then they do a night game.
And then they do a night game.
Because it hurts the ticket sales.
You know what? What about the fans?
Fuck the fans.
Yeah, I know. It's all about the money and the merch.
Exactly. Gotta sell the merch.
Gotta sell the merchandise.
Yeah, so, well, what else are you going to do, right?
Well, I guess you can be like us and bitch about it to anybody who listens.
Yeah, speaking of bitching, Bonds is now one home run away.
From tying.
Two to win.
You know, so many people are now...
Wow, I just went to ESPN.com and they have a little pop-up that came up in the lower third here, and Barry Bonds hits... Home run 754 against the Braves. That just that ding, 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 ding.
So,
it just came up on the page.
So he now is one.
One away.
Two to win.
Two to win. And yeah. I swear the rest of the season they should just intentionally walk him.
They're going to have to. They need to. Get him out. Because now they're saying there's a very credible case against him.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people, including the manufacturer of Clear.
Yeah, the original, the chemist who came up with it said there's no way he didn't.
There's no way he thought it was flaxseed oil.
Yeah, he says he must not know what flaxseed oil tastes like. So, just an update for everyone out there. Yankees in Baltimore. Baltimore's up 3-2 in the eighth. Chicago and Cincinnati, it's 2-1. Bottom of the sixth for Cincinnati. San Diego over Houston, 8-1. Milwaukee over St. Louis, 8-1. Toronto is over the White Sox right now, 4-3. Arizona's over Atlanta, 6-0. And Detroit is over the Angels, 2-0. Yeah.
So there's your baseball scores for now. And,
yeah, that's the current stuff. Oh, just
which will sound completely dated when they pull this one out of the archive in five years.
I know.
Gotta love that. That's the only problem with this show. I mean, one of the many. But, all right. So here at Spank Wagon Radio, we do want some participation. Since we're having a change in gears, the Get to Know show is still here. But we do want to hear from anybody who happens to be listening. The best way to do it, though, is to send us an email. Because starting up in a couple weeks, anyone and everyone who emails the show is going to get porn.
No, not email. Let's give it to people who call.
I'm giving up on the phone call thing.
Ugh.
You know what? They'll get two porns. If they call, they get two porns. They email, they get one porn.
They get the porn.
I've got a porn hookup, so to speak.
Some red hot prawn.
Some red hot prawn that is legal, legit, and free for our listeners. All you have to do is email us, radio@spankwagon.net. And once if we read your email, which we most definitely will, or if you call us, calling us at local Vegas, 383-8120. But for those of you who are adventurous, 866-587-6257.
Any email sent to us, we guarantee will be read on the air.
Pretty much. I absolutely guarantee. Now, you were mentioning porn earlier, and I just wanted to point out on the front page of spankwagon.net, we moved up a little bit of a bump of an advertising.
Spankwagon.net.
N-E-D. Ladies and gentlemen.
Why is it not .com?
Yeah, I've been too fucking ported by that one. I should buy it, but I'm like, eh.
The guy keeps re-registering it. I keep checking on it every
once
in
a while. Yeah, I know. So do I. I'm like, eh, I could
buy
it.
But anyway.
You'll notice up there in the right-hand column, there's a new link, Wild Pink in Vegas.
Wild Pink in Vegas. Let me click that link.
Yes. We're giving out a free... That's new.
That's their... Ooh. So we can enter the site. They have a top list, and they have some free galleries. Let's go into the site.
Basically, Wild Pink Vegas. If anybody remembers a good friend of ours, I want to say you said it was Red Rum?
Red Rum.
Red Rum. This is her site. Yes, oh. It's a girl putting out porn.
There's some porn here.
That means you know it's going to be top notch.
There's nothing in the MILF category.
It's very new, so I guess
some
she's
fatty
seeding.
Category.
She's seeding right now.
And some in the porn stars. Let's go to porn stars and see what.
Any good porn stars?
Actually, the porn stars one goes to a placeholder. Let's go to the amateurs one. Okay, here we go.
Ooh.
Let's see some. Man, this is taking a while to load. Oh, hey, look at that.
Any
those
good
are,
porn?
Those are boobies.
Yay!
Pink pajamas. Oh, hey, there's the rest of it. Oh, okay, so it's a thumbnail site. Oh, hey, that girl's putting, wow, that's a lollipop right in her snatch.
Nice.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
So, Wild Pink in Vegas, we love Red Rum enough to make sure that she's thrown up there on the main site, on the main page.
We'd love her even more if she gave us some merch.
Yeah. That's a hint. Okay, so, because she's doing like the cafe press thing too, I think, right now for the initial merch launch. So who knows?
We had a user. Strange Waves was in and then took off.
Oh, well, hello, user. All right, now what we're going to do, you know what? I wish DCAV's here. We'll still play this for him next
week.
When
you wish upon a star, doesn't matter who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. Oh, wow. I am horrible.
That's why we were wondering why you didn't stop sooner. You think your singing is horrible. I have found something that is far, far worse. Now, you know.
Amy Winehouse?
Close. You know, I love my mashups and I love my obscure weird shit.
Oh, Christ. Oh, Christ is going to fuck him.
I think this just messed me up more than anything else.
Oh, that'd be great.
This may have broken me. It gets worse.
Is this Herb Albert?
No. Okay, everybody. Here we go. Yeah.
Just wait.
Right. All that's good.
Much worse.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play.
Is this Bill Cosby?
Yes.
Style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Oh!
It broke me. It ruined me.
I think a part of my brain just died.
Oh, wait till you get to the backup singers. These girls are the worst off-key backup singers I've ever heard in my life.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you will enjoy the show.
Sing it, children.
With Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go.
Boys.
It's the same people!
They
don't even know what they're singing!
Oh my God.
That the singer's gonna sing a song, and he wants y'all to sing along. So let me introduce to you the one and only Billy Shears and Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Wow.
That's horrific. I'm like, oh yeah, this ought to be very interesting at least. And then I listened to it and I'm like, you know, I quit. I'm done.
That's it. Put a fork in me. I'm done.
Stick a fork in me. I'm all done.
Wow.
It sounds so. I mean, he was
strong.
Yeah. You know. Remember watching the Cosby Show when you were younger, and they had that one intro because they changed intros every season, where he ends up looking like he's trying to take a dump. You know, his head and neck are all like veins bulging, and
he's wiggling his head around like some retarded bobblehead,
or Michael J. Fox. and that's what I could see him doing while he's just belting out these lyrics. Now that was from a record from like the '60s, or wow. Actually no, early '70s. And I could just see him, you know, trying to belt that shit out.
God.
It was bad.
Hey, Trench, I just stumbled across something in my iTunes playlist, and I don't know exactly what it is or where it comes from.
That's never a good sign.
But I think you're going to like this.
All right, well, you're up.
All righty, folks. It is I, Trencher, from Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, Jesus.
And you know what? I have a treat for you. You see, I finally got a hold of Brad Trent.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. No. Oh, yeah, this yeah, is this yeah, is. Yeah. Oh okay.
That was my.
I
mix.
Thought that was. I thought that was something from back in the day.
No, that's definitely nothing from back. That was relatively recent.
That was like in the last couple months.
You may want to like check. I thought I made a tag on that. I thought I made IDE3 tags and everything.
It just says Brad speaks, but I.
You forgot what it was.
Yeah, I've got some. I mean, I gather shit. I gather shit and just
Oh, I'm the same way. I'm absolutely the same
and
way.
And I don't really like okay, let's certain things that I've picked up over the years. Let's see here. Let me find something that's a little more off the wall. Well, of course there's always this.
Troy, Mac Parker. Ever hear of Planet of the Apes?
The movie or the planet?
The brand new multi-million-dollar musical, and you are starring as the human.
It's the part I was born to play, baby.
I miss Phil Hartman.
We all do.
Help, the human's about to escape.
Get your paws off me, you dirty ape.
He can talk.
He can talk.
I can sing.
Ooh, help me, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius.
Yeah.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
And then there's this.
Sweep the leg, Johnny. Sweep the leg.
I just seem to. I just gather so many off the wall songs. It's
painful.
Don't play you hate on me. Play you hate somebody else.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm a gangster.
Yo.
Where my dog's at? Bark with me if you're my dog. Yo. I'm going.
Yeah, I don't want to bark.
I'm going to give a shout out to all the player haters.
I don't like player haters.
If you're a player hater, don't player hate on me.
Player hate somewhere
else. I'm a gangster. I'm straight up.
Yeah, see, I just, I don't even know where I got this from.
Oh, yeah. I think that was a
Super
bit
Mario
we,
World.
Yeah, that was a bit we did about naming the video game sounds.
Yep. Well, this is the whole song.
Well, yeah.
Let's see. What else is in here? Like, I don't know where half this stuff comes from. It just winds up on my hard drive, and it kind of scares me almost because...
what the hell is going on?
Who the fuck's got a connection to my computer and is putting shit in here, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, you've been hacked in there.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And their way of hacking you is putting in shit music.
Yeah, no shit.
So, all right. Moving on.
Moving right along.
Oh, geez, here we go. It's gonna be one of these shows.
Do I? You know what?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for all kinds, dude. I'm just going through and seeing what's on there. What's the? Let's see if that's on here.
What's on there?
No. Wow, I thought that was on here.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Moving on forward, Excelsior. Tonight on the Get to Know Show, since we're kind of changing up our gears, hardcore style here, songs and stuff that mean something to us or have a message or kind of, well, they speak to us. Yeah, that's it. I got one song here, and this is kind of the dream of mine. Hopefully, one day I'll be able to fulfill my dream. It's going to take a lot of work, though. But
is this the Bukkake song?
No. Close.
Prison sex?
No. Oh, I forgot. Prison bitch. That's my bad. All right. No, this is my ultimate goal in life.
Thank you.
explain glacial motion while Los Angeles don't drop into the ocean. I can't unfold the layers of mystery or piece together the tragedy of history, 'cause those lucky suckers, they don't have to work. Make 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks. And everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me, I'm naked. And said she didn't like the smell of it, then took her clothes off in a restaurant for the hell of it. I met a DJ who lived in seclusion. Reality and sobriety were her only delusions. And those lucky bastards, they didn't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks.
Except there's a no cock rule in the studio.
There's an absolute no cock rule in the studio. So that was a song everybody knows, Presidents of the United States of America. Of course, being the President of the United States of America, that was from their first album. Yeah, definitely was from their first album from 94. Yeah, exactly, that album. You know what? They've had other albums and they've had other songs, and you know, still, it's always that first one that I like the best. First one I absolutely love, without a doubt.
You know, it's the same with like the Crash Test Dummies.
Really? Well, Crash Test Dummies after that kind of went to hell. Wow. I mean, they absolutely went to hell.
They had other CDs,
he quit faking the voice. He now does everything in a falsetto.
Yeah, it's...
So, I mean, I don't know. The Presidents of the United...
Dick is a killer.
I'm leaving.
No,
fuck it.
Come on.
Nope.
Dick is a killer. Dick.
Fuck yourself.
Kiss my ass.
Okay. You know, last week you were here because you got to... should you be in the hospital?
I'll be going into the hospital here shortly. I just wanted to take a few minutes to come on the air.
Wait.
I gotta get this off my chest.
Hold on. Let me introduce you, to be polite, to our listeners, to our podcast listeners, and to our other fans, and to three people under a rock. Everybody on the line. Fuck. I thought I. Off of our bat phones, this is Robo Dick Cheney. This is the true president of the shit, I screwed that one up. The vice president of the United States of America. Calling in to us here at Spankwagon. Robo Dick, what can I do for you? Wait.
Go ahead, George. I don't want to step on you there.
Excuse me?
Go ahead, say what you need to say. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not used to that. Robo Dick here calls in frequently to the show.
I take over. I have a direct FBI line into the board, and I know it doesn't make you happy when I do it. And look, this weekend I'm going in to have the batteries in my pacemaker replaced, and I'm a little nervous, to tell you the truth. This is going to be pretty close to death for me. There's going to be probably about 40 seconds where I could actually die. And I'm not feeling too good about how I've behaved lately. Granted, I did shoot my best friend in the face with a shotgun. And, you know, I faked all that evidence for us to go to war. And I'm not feeling real good about it. And I wanted to take a few minutes to come on and admit some of the things that I've done and to apologize to the American people for some of the things that they may not know about.
Okay, you have to forgive me here because
I'm not trying to, you know, pull you into some elaborate prank or you know, like when I had your power shut off. No, this is
Wait, that was you?
Shit, yeah, that was me. I'm sorry. Look, there are just some things I want to get off my chest and to apologize for and to get out in the open just in case something happens and I take the long walk out of here.
Well, you know, you're sounding very sincere. So you know what? I'll hand over the microphone to you.
Well, thank you, Church. I appreciate that. First off, I just want to apologize to everyone for the Spice Girls. That was me.
Okay, well, what about the reunion? Is that you too?
No, actually, that's all Microsoft at this point.
Okay.
A couple other things. I just want to apologize for the invasion of Poland last week. Yeah, we didn't really tell anyone about it, but it was there. Also want to apologize for all the things that went down in Iraq lately. Yeah, that's completely my fault. Also for, well, Condoleezza Rice. She's actually a clone. She has been genetically duplicated 47 times now. There's some very strange items to the cloning process. One of the things that happens is, well, the real Condi slit her wrist in a bathtub in 1989. We've been cloning her ever since. So this current Condoleezza Rice, yeah, there's a couple of problems.
So, yeah, because you're making copies of copies of copies. I mean, the original is going to kind of...
Well, the original was okay for a while until we let George W. in the room, and he dropped a pretzel in the bat and kind of tainted the mixture a little bit. That's why your hair's all off lately. The mixture's a little crazy.
Okay, that makes sense, I think.
Also want to apologize for Spider-Man 3. That was me.
Which part?
Yeah, all of it.
Dick!
I like Kirsten Dunst, what can I say? Alestra, that was all me.
Yeah, you made people shit?
Yeah, actually, it was originally supposed to be a supplement for Halliburton to use in the oil process, and we found it tasted like chicken, so hell, why not put it on chicken?
Okay, I can... No, I can't really see that, but okay.
Yeah, look, we do some crazy fucking things over here, all right? Just leave me alone with it. Also want to apologize to American people. I actually did wipe my ass with the Constitution about 4 years ago. Sorry about that. That's, yeah.
You know, I don't know what to say because I am nowhere near qualified to speak for the American public.
Well,
and
Churchill, that's why I come on your show because you really are qualified. You're an American and you're not afraid to say what you want. And I did want to apologize specifically to you. I have done some rather fucked up things to you over the last couple of years. And, you know, having your power shut off recently, that was kind of minor. You remember that bout of STD you had with gonorrhea?
Well, I've never had.
You might want to go and get that checked then.
Oh, thanks for the heads up on that one, Dick.
Yeah, you've probably had it for about 3 years now.
But, oh.
Yeah, we put it on the toilet seat just to see if it would work. It actually did. It was kind of funny. Also, the root canal you had.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all me, too. Sorry about that.
Okay. Interesting here. I think I got someone who wants to speak with you, Robo Dick.
Oh, sure.
Let me bring them up on the line here. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Caller, are you there? Anybody?
Guess
caller?
Not.
Oh, well.
Hello?
No, that could not. Be our friends at AT&T. That is all me. We did negotiate. I specifically negotiated that with AT&T in order to get access to all their records. Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Wow. So may I ask this question then, Robodick?
Go right ahead.
If you do happen to survive, what can we expect from you after the surgery?
I promise that if I survive this operation, if I survive this whole ordeal, when I come back, I'll be a kinder, gentler dick. I'll be a little more environmentally conscious. Halliburton will no longer be involved in the oil process. We'll actually go completely to hydrogen production for new cars. Also, I think we'll pull out of Iraq immediately, and we'll start peace negotiations with North Korea, Iran, and Australia.
Australia?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance for that one, too. Sorry about that. You'll know what I mean in about 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, you know, this show's podcasted, so hope everything comes out good. I hope they change the batteries and you survive.
I'm not really looking forward to this. Trencher, again, I'm real sorry for how I've treated you over the last little bit. And I think the thing I can apologize most for is, you remember that colonoscopy?
Yo, all too well.
Yeah, that was actually me on the other end of that camera.
Oh.
Yeah.
But.
My bad. All right. Look, I got to go. Condi's here. We're going to go out, get some chicken and some watermelon.
Well,
you know, that's kind of funny about that. All the cloning we've done in genetic manipulation, we just cannot get that instinct out of her. If I hear her ask for another glass of grape Kool-Aid, I'm going to shit my pants.
Dick, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Again, America, I'm sorry, and hopefully we pull through this. And in the end, if we do pull through this, you will see a kinder, gentler Dick Cheney.
And we'll be looking forward to that.
Awesome. All right, guys, so, Trench, could you wish me luck?
Good luck, Dick.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass.
Murph, are you getting?
I'm not coming in there.
Hey, here. Look. I turned on the studio monitor or the green room monitor. He's gone. Gone.
Dick.
Gone.
All right, I'm coming back.
Okay, so while you are getting yourself situated,
hang on.
Get your headphones on there.
Yeah. Hang on a second, dude. That guy creeps me out, man.
He just called to apologize.
Dude, I'm not buying it.
I don't know. I mean, he's always kind of been like that fringe, telling it like it is, but yet not.
He's just scared he's gonna die.
Who isn't? Who isn't afraid of their own mortality?
Dude, he's Will Ferrell right now, and Ricky Bobby. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Tom Cruise, with your voodoo. Help me, Oprah. That's exactly what it is. He's just fucking scared to death of dying.
Well, again. Well, he's had, what, two angioplasties, a quadruple bypass.
And his soul removed.
And, well, that may have been a byproduct of all the fucking
dude,
heart surgeries.
Fucking creepy.
So, yeah, Dick Cheney's going in this week, weekend. You notice, though, they do a lot of surgeries on the holidays and
weekends.
Well,
you know, when you have, you know, the best health care in the country that can't be provided to anybody outside of Congress. The House or the administration, yeah, you can get a doctor on a weekend. Me, I can't get a doctor unless my asshole's on fire.
32nd in line, number two. So yeah, Dick Cheney's going in for his major operation. He had to call and let us know, and wanted me to wish him luck. I don't know. I wished him luck because you know you don't want to wish ill on anybody, even if he is the vice president. Even if he is the robotic vice president of the United States of America.
He's creepy.
Well, I won't argue that. I never will argue that point with you. But I don't know. Maybe there was some sincerity, especially with his change in heart and initiatives with the country and maybe with the global warming and the wars and the battles and the conflicts. But he did apologize in advance for Australia.
What?
He said, wait 3 weeks.
Oh, shit.
So
mutant kangaroos. Watch. Mutant kangaroos and aborigines with internet access.
Maybe Steve Irwin clone army.
Crikey!
You just hear much crikey. All right, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon.
If you're listening to us right now, thank you very much. We love to hear from you. Send us an email, radio@spankwagon.net. I'll tell you what, we'll even start it now. Those who send us email here at the show, everybody who does send us email, we provide you free porn.
As long as you're over the age of 18.
Yes, you've got to be legal. If you're not legal in your area, we're not sending it to you. And trust me, we will do a background check. That's why it takes 10 weeks to send us to you.
We know it's just because we forgot where the UPS store was.
Did you just lick the fourth wall?
No, but let's talk about licking for a second. So on Sunday, I went over to my cousin's friend's house and picked up her dog.
Oh, God, this dog, this huge fucking dog.
That is now my dog.
Thor.
Thor is a 75-pound, 3.5-year-old boxer. He's got a head like a Volvo.
Yeah, and we found out your dog, Bodhi, is gay. Your Bodhi dog is so gay.
He wants to find out what Thor's colon tastes like. He walks around the house with his face permanently planted in Thor's ass.
Your dog
it's kind of scary, I got to tell you.
Your dog, okay, my wife was over at your house, right, and hanging out and chatting with your wife, and she couldn't help but notice that Bodhi is the gayest dog in the world. Bodhi was walking around constantly, repeatedly, with his tongue in Thor's ass.
And if it's not in Thor's ass, it's in his face. He's licking his face all the time or his ears. The funny thing is his ears. Bodhi will just start licking like the inside of Thor's ear. Well, Thor, like most dogs, loves to have that tickled and scratched.
Yeah.
So he starts digging his head into Bodhi's mouth, trying to get the tongue in deeper because it feels good.
So they're both gay.
It's not. He just likes the way it feels.
Well, I know it's that. It's that
his
impulse.
Ear, not his butthole.
I mean, yeah, Thor. Thor's gonna sit down one day. Bodhi's head's gonna get crushed because it's underneath Thor's ass. You have a gay. You're
Bodhi is gay. I ain't
and Bodhi's
that.
Bodhi's a beagle.
He's a beagle.
You have a gay beagle.
And hold on,
a gay beagle.
Sorry,
the last gay beagle was Tobey Maguire.
Nice. It's funny the vet even says Bodhi's the biggest beagle he's ever seen.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of funny. Two ginger ales and milk. All right.
Did you just get a shopping list text to you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. My stepdaughter's having her birthday party tonight. A little sleepover, and they need me to pick up some stuff on the way home.
Two ginger ales.
Little do they know, I'm avoiding the house like the fucking plague.
Right there, brother. Right
there's,
there.
There's four 11-year-old girls in my house, and I'm so not dealing with it.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. It's pathetic. So. It's scary. And my little boy's two, you know. I'm not going to be... You know.
Yeah, you don't have the tools to deal with this.
No.
And it's neither did I, and it's kind of creepy.
This is the first time. Is this the first time?
It is. No. Oh. They've had a couple of other sleepovers, but I've managed to avoid them.
Nice. So you're hiding out. Are you going to crash at my house tonight then?
No. I'm gonna go home, but I mean, I'm just kind of...
Avoiding it until they're asleep.
I've had a weird day. Not like a weird day.
Okay. Do tell.
I woke up at about 4:30 with a toothache.
Oh, not again.
Well, with this shattered tooth in my mouth, and I'm terrified to go to the dentist to get it fixed. I didn't have any aspirin, so I took the only thing in the house I could, which was Excedrin. Do you know what makes Excedrin work so well?
Caffeine.
That's right. It's full of caffeine. Hi, my name is Ruby. I gotta go. I like all day. So, yeah. So
I'm speckling the house.
So I was up early and caught up early and decided I'd do the one thing I should not do at 6 in the morning.
Masturbate.
No. Played Guitar Hero.
You know, you... Okay, look. I'll be honest with you. That is one game that I am actually interested in trying once.
This is how bad of a parent I am. I bought it for Athena for her birthday, but she's grounded, so she can't play it during the week.
So you're playing it instead. Nice.
Yeah, I played it.
What level are you at?
I beat it on easy this morning. I finished it up. Dude, that is not an easy game. And I got to say, you know, the classic rock songs are more fun to play because there's a warm-up. They start out, you know, a lot of chords, easy starting, and then you hit the bridge, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of quick notes, and mm-hmm. it's fun. No. Anything newer, Foo Fighters, My Chemical Romance, Rage Against the Machine, dude, it starts out like a fire, dude. You're like all over the place. I'm like, I don't even get a chance to warm up to this bitch. And dude, Foo Fighters' Monkey Wrench is a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
And playing it on that, wow, I damn near busted a knuckle trying to play that game.
Now, they have the new one coming out soon, which is the drums, the mic, and the guitar.
Rock Band.
Rock Band.
Yes.
You going to get that?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
We'll have to see.
Because, I mean, that's kind of like a Wii game where everybody has to participate. Yeah, it's a three-player game.
It'd be really funny because I know Fina really wants to sing, and my wife, Jackie, she was going to play Guitar Hero today. I don't know if she did. And the drums, I'd be all over the drums. Yeah. You know, like every guy. I'm like,
every guy wants to be that drummer. Everybody wants
drumming
to.
Drumming on the steering wheel. Yeah. I could so do this.
Everybody wants,
band.
You know, three arms and can't play, or two arms and one arm.
Hey, what's got nine arms and sucks?
Yeah.
Def Leppard.
Yay. Why don't we go? See, that's the next catchphrase, transitional phrase.
So this one time?
So, like, you know.
Like, totally for sure. Wow.
Totally.
Any. No, I didn't do it. Nope.
So here's what we're going to do right now. You should have another song ready to go.
You want one, two, three. How many you want?
Let's just do one song,
just
and then I'll
one?
Do a song.
All right.
What we're doing tonight, it's a get-to-know show. We haven't done one of these in a while, and I was hoping that Decaf could be here to join us.
But come on, do we really need to listen to nothing but rap and Marvin Gaye? I like white women.
And that's it.
You know, for as much shit as I give him, and
we love Decaf.
Let me tear
it
down the
wall. Let's say that right now.
Guys, look, I say some off comments, and yes, I make some jokes. But Decaf is one of my closest friends. He is a great guy, and you know him not being here sucks. I love it when he's here.
Yeah, we've really been missing him because he's been hit and miss into the studio lately.
He's got stuff going on. So hey, what do you call a black guy flying a plane?
What?
The pilot, you racist.
Jesus. Nice.
So I can't wait for him to come back. He's a good guy, and some of my best friends used to be black. So
used to be?
We had to sell them.
Oh. What? Like, what'd you do? Bleach them? Used to be black. Then we got the stain out.
Yeah.
So why don't you take one of your songs, give us a little bit of background on your song.
This is a song by Perfect Circle. So, of course, everyone's expecting it to be, you know, Pet or Weak and Powerless. But no, this is was not a single, and it's called Blue, and it's one of my all-time favorite songs. Maynard's voice really comes out in it. The writing of the lyrics is excellent, and the bass, I think, in this. The bass guitar really makes a lot of it. Plus, there's some ghost notes on the drums that really make it awesome. You remember my old roommate, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Henry.
I met him all of once.
Yeah, Henry, good guy, loves this song, and one of my favorites. So let's play it.
Kick it.
Quite learned how to swim.
So yeah, that's Blue by Perfect Circle.
That's awesome, actually, man. That's great.
That's off the 13th Step CD, which I think is personally their best CD.
You know, and I don't know. There's something about Maynard that is just awesome. You know,
he's
listening
got
to him.
Great voice.
Great voice. Great writing abilities.
He makes off key sound good. Because he's never, he's always sharp, he's always flat. He's never, I've never heard him sing actually, you know, on key. I don't know if it's he's, I think it's just the way the songs are written, but.
Maybe.
Y'all.
It may be. I don't know. It's hard to really pinpoint, but I mean, even back, way back when Tool was really just coming out and emerging and, you know, the disgusting videos that were so awesome on MTV.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's like just, The audio, the visual, everything together just made you want more and more and more.
Yep.
And then I don't know. It's a lot of musicians like that where their music is coming from like something dark, something just not quite right.
Well, he's got another, you know, let me see if I can find it. He's got another project band called Pussifier.
Pussifier?
Pussifier. And let me see if I have it still. Yeah. Here, let me just play a couple, like a little bit of this. This is off the Underworld Evolution soundtrack.
Okay.
Thank you for making me feel alive. I am your queen, making it easy to murder your sweet memory.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very but, it's a very know, industrial feel to it.
Oh, yeah.
And his voice is it really lends well.
Yeah,
to it.
You know, but the, see, I like it was cool, but it just like the stuff for Tool, stuff for Perfect Circle,
mm-hmm.
just didn't grab me as much.
Perfect Circle didn't grab you?
No, this didn't grab Pussifier. Me as, as much as you know those other two, his other two projects. So.
Well, Pussifier is something you've got to get into pretty deep, and you do,
I'm a huge fan of industrial, but. You know, I don't know. It just didn't grab me like it should. At least it didn't grab me the way I would expect it to being
by the
Maynard.
Testicles,
by the hair on the testicles.
Hey, breaking news!
Breaking news!
Randy Johnson will have season-ending back surgery. Intends to be back for the Diamondbacks by spring training of next year.
The Diamondbacks?
Yeah, he says I have no intention of at this time of retiring. He said at a news conference Friday, I'll cross the bridge of surgery and be willing to go through the process of rehab again because I know I can still pitch. I love pitching. It's what I've been doing since I was 7 years old. So that's the second year in a row now. He'll have an operation on his back, and this will be the third operation of his career.
Damn.
So,
I mean, this there's a reason he's called the big,
big
unit.
Well,
here.
The guy's 6'9". I mean, it's not an easy – being a pitcher is stressful on the body as it is, but being 6'9".
Actually, being 6'9", that's more stress than you'd imagine. I mean – sure, a 5-foot person's going to hurt just as much as him, but being big like that, you experience pains and aches and things that you don't imagine. I mean, I think Juke was saying it was like 6 foot plus, and you know, I can imagine like the aches and pains. I know my brother is 6'7", and it's like, dude, what? You're only 30. Why are you hobbling around like an old grandma?
Even at 6'2.5", 6'3", I have problems with my knees and my hip.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's bound to happen. One of the things I always loved about watching Randy Johnson pitch is being such
hitting the bird.
Yeah, being such a big guy, everyone likes to see his speed. But when he hits a sinker, it comes from way up high and just the bottom falls right out
of it.
Yes, it does. It's nice to watch happen. So.
All right, switching gears again.
Grind, grind, grind. Ding, ding, ding.
Use the clutch, damn it. We're going to go ahead and one
damn
more.
It, Bobby.
One more song going on here. This one, actually, when I hear this song, you know, nowadays, back when it came out in 2004, no, I didn't hear any allusion or connotation to it. But, dude, you're spazzing over there. Are you yawning again?
Yawning again. I don't know what the hell's going on.
All that caffeine's leaving your system.
I hope not. I do love my caffeine. Anyway.
This song, it's a Beastie Boys song from their Five Borough CD back in 2004. I don't know. It just kind of, every time I hear it, I think of all of us here in the studio. It's
cool.
One of those ones where I kind of associate it here with all of us in the studio. The song is Triple Trouble. And that's really all I got to say about it right now.
Cool.
Through your brain when you hear this sign to be right is right. All right. If you wanna know the real deal about the three, we're gonna take it with triple trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out. 'Cause I'm a spatializer.
triple double strikes. If you wanna know the real deal about the three, we'll let us tell you we're triple trouble, y'all. We got to bring you up to speed. Now check it out.
Here's one for the bleachers and the upper tier. Versatile, all temperature. If you wanna drink on Mr. Belvedere, run this rap game like a brigadier. I got kicks on the 1, 7 and 11, snares on the 5 and 13. Slime for a diamond, that's the giving. We're hot on the disco scene.
Take a crack at it. The army got to stop stingin'. Source of the problems at the origin. You got lyrics that got me cringing. You're like a fish, why put your damn engine?
If you wanna know the real deal about the three, well let me tell you what, triple trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed. So check it out. Bam! Super nature, goddamn. Serene on the microphone. Rock, aka Sharp Cheddar. My rhymes are better, huh? What the hell in the Troy is that? Did I hear you say my rhymes is whack? I'm beautiful, you can't touch me. If you pick a rose, well, you might just bleed.
We're originators, you can't feign ignorance or pass the blame. No fires coming out the brain. No beats to drive you insane. No moves to make your neck crane. No skills to make the rhymes ingrained. No feet to leave you in flames. No style that you can't do.
See a walk, I like Jabba the Hutt. The style so new, y'all be like, what? Strutting party out like a pool before. With the skill at will that I know you want. On the hot day with the ice latte. Devious, I like Wiley Coyote. Hot and tracte, maybe nutty. You need to be the ruler with a bitty in a butt.
We're mesmerizing, tantalizing,
captivating,
and devastating.
If you
wanna know
the real deal about the three, well let me tell you we're triple chopper, y'all. We're gonna bring you.
All right, Spankwagon Radio. This is the just a little mini get to know show.
Yeah, mixing it up.
Yeah, triple trouble there, Beastie Boys. I don't know. Every time every time I hear that one, I was like, "Huh, that'd be the three of us." Of course, Decaf out today, but you know, normal situation. What do we want to do? Oh, I know.
I want to touch my monkey.
You always want to touch your monkey.
I got the monkey.
You never stop touching the monkey. But no, I think what we need to do is this.
Holy shit! I'm Ken Brockman. This is the news.
Yes. Good old Spankwagon News. Actually, here's how we're going to play this one tonight. We got the news. I think we'll not just bullet point it off like we normally do. As Murph, you are crashing, dude. We've got a buzz in the fridge. He's going to get the buzz. We have the last can of Buzz Cola in the fridge. You need that Buzz Cola. Damn.
You know what I smell? Do you know what I smell, Trencher?
What do you smell?
I smell radio stunt.
Oh, no. What are you going to do? Do I even have radio stunt music? I don't even have radio stunt music anymore.
You know what?
Stretch. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, there is no wall. You are now part of the show. By the way, Spankwagon Radio, one thing we're switching gears and doing is anybody sends us an email and we read it on the air, we're going to send you porn. Free porn, courtesy of Spongy Gunk Films. And the best way to do it, radio@spankwagon.net. Of course, the contact link is right there on our site, spankwagon.net. We want to get emails. We want to hear from you. And another nice thing about the emails, if you can do it, and we always want you to try, send us your song. Send us music.
Yeah,
send us your song. My email pretty much can handle anything.
Except for gay porn.
Never can handle gay porn.
Okay, I got a radio stunt song. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Let me get your board up. Okay, you're up.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet. Engage.
Ah! All right, so this is my radio stunt music. So this entire can of Buzz Cola,
you're downing it. He's downing the entire can. This is the Buzz Cola from The Simpsons. He's going, but it's so fizzy.
There's ice in it. It's so goddamn cold.
Oh, that sucks. It's RC Cola.
It's ice. There's ice chunks. It's like
you're razor blading
like
your throat.
Blowing Mr. Freeze. Well, Mr. Freeze's black cousin.
Captain, sir, you're entitled. decided to ramble on about something everyone knows.
You can't chug
this because it's all frozen?
It's like there's chunks of ice in it.
So is that going to be our official stunt bit song?
I don't know.
That was kind of stupidly funny.
I have another one.
Oh, let's hear this one. Oh, I kind of like this.
Of course you do, faggot.
Not anymore.
No?
No.
Oh, wait.
I'm not a huge fan of hardcore. The Crow Cult, they want their soundtrack back.
Actually, it's you. No, I got it.
It's Graham Revell, though.
Well, this is the Yu-Gi-Oh! Theme song from the TV. Now, here we go.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam.
Oh, it hit your tooth!
Oh, it hit the tooth.
You just almost fell over. Oh, no, definitely not the Space Jam soundtrack.
Okay, wait. I know you're trying to get to some stuff. Hold on.
I'll get there when I do.
Where's it at?
I know I've got to have some fucking music.
I got something.
What? Okay, your bed's going to stay up.
Nick stole my bike.
No. But we did wait an hour and 23 minutes before we did it.
Actually, it's A, not ER.
Stole my bike.
Wait, let's see. Let's see. Bit music.
What you got? There.
Okay, I think.
Some bit music?
Well, I don't know if this will work.
You know, if you can find your folders, it's been a while since we've done one of these.
I know. Oh, God, it took me
forever. Think we could make it last a half hour? I know you want to talk about news.
Wait, this may be good bit music.
In a world where America can no longer sustain itself, one man tries to change all of that. No, wait. I got a better one. Start over. And in the world of internet radio, one man tries to change all the rules. One man aims to make internet radio a legitimate forum for discussion. One man tries to do the impossible by making dick jokes repeatedly funny. That man is Decaf.
What is this? Well, it's the Battle Hymn of the Republic as done by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
What?
This is the intro. It's like a techno song. It has a long-ass intro. Here, let's scrub forward.
You know what I want to hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir do?
What?
Fall off a cliff.
But yeah, that's a... Okay, let's see, what else? What other bit music may... what would be for you?
Some good bit music?
Good bit music.
Star I mean, if we're Wars. Going this route...
I could sort of see that.
Yeah?
All right.
Hold on, I want to get to the music.
No problem. Mortal Kombat! Oh, sorry, wrong song.
This is the only good thing that came out of that whole movie.
You know what was great about the soundtrack, though, is the soundtrack came out...
You didn't have to watch the movie to hear it?
No. The soundtrack came out, a month before the movie?
Yeah.
And the last song on it was, like, Anakin's funeral, or not Anakin's funeral, but
Qui-Gon's funeral.
Yeah. It's like, you fucking spoiled it already, nice. You douchebags!
All right, what do you got?
Bit music.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Tonight Show. I'm your host, Murphy. Johnny can't be with us tonight. He's dead. To my left is Ed McMahon. Hi-yo!
Hi-yo!
You are correct, sir. Is it just me, or did Ed McMahon look like he died sometime in the late 70s and they just didn't tell him?
No, he lost a lot of weight. I mean,
I don't know. I think Jim Henson may have just animated his corpse.
Jim Henson's animated. Well, Jim Henson's been dead too now since 91.
Mm.
Sad as that is.
Oh, it's not bit music, but I got to play it.
Okay, what do you got? White Rabbit.
Oh, God, I love this.
White Rabbit's a good song. I won't argue with it. I have a version, not here, though. That's Blue Man Group.
Really?
Blue Man Group doing That's White Rabbit. Cool.
See, this is what happens when Trench and I just sit around. We just bullshit.
Yeah, this is a radio show. This is what it's meant to be.
Yeah, we just hang out.
Oh, man, where is that old folder?
You're looking for your stuff?
I'm really trying to hunt for my stuff. I'm about ready to just start tapping into someone else's folders.
See what else they got hanging around there?
Oh, shit. I mean, there are so many folders on this network.
You know what? Let me play something real quick, since we're doing this and avoiding the news. Real Big Fish just put out a new album.
Really?
It's called Monkeys for Nothing but Chimps for Free.
Okay.
And goddamn if I don't love these guys. You got to listen to this.
Okay,
this is great.
Okay.
It's a short one.
All right.
Hey, kids. It's time to use the F word.
Outstanding.
Fuck yeah, fuck you.
You think they're trying to say something with that one?
I think they are. As a matter of fact, I was just listening to Billy's Kid.
Yeah.
Their CD that we got a couple weeks ago
from
them. One of their songs, Fuck You.
Yeah, we played that one on the air.
Yeah, we played that one on the air.
I've got the CD in my backpack.
That's one of those ones I'm going to rip and make a bit out of. What we do is we pick a douchebag of the week. And that's their theme song.
That'd be great, except it'd have to be Bud Selig
every week. Yeah, true. I don't know what this is, but it sounds... Well, it sounds something up Robotech's alley. I don't know what this is. It's like North Korea delegation's all I have on the audio.
The fuck? Is this one of Daily Noises folder?
No, this is mine. I don't know where
Jesus.
But wait! We'll send in the heroes!
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
With all this shooting going on, you know what I think we need? The police.
The what?
Yeah, it's another Real Big Fish cover, but...
Nice.
I like their cover of Hungry Like Wolf, too. Really
Everyone
good.
Does.
Yeah.
But wait! Everything's funnier when...
So let me tell you. I took my daughter to the hospital.
Yeah?
And it turns out she had a tumor in her colon.
Oh, my God!
Hey, you know what's funny? Bringing this up, there was an email the other day that got sent out by one of our good friends, Ken. And he challenged me to find something that this song didn't make funny.
Anal rape!
No. Everything's funny with anal rape.
Oh.
No, let's see here. Let's see if I can find it. I came up with a list of things that I think aren't... No, keep the music going.
I'm sorry.
Things that aren't funny with this song. My list so far. Oh, bring it up a little bit more. Adam Sandler movies.
Ooh, not funny.
Will Ferrell.
Still not funny.
Anything on ABC Primetime.
What year?
Yeah, any year.
Okay.
Carrot Top or any other prop comic for that matter.
No. Not funny.
Yeah. The NBA.
Thugs.
Not funny.
Still not funny.
Cosmo, the 51's mascot.
Funny. I like it.
Only in a Lucas is going to sue them sort of way.
Lucas endorsed it.
That's crap.
Okay, wait. That's crap, but yet there's a picture on the internet of Lucas wearing a fucking Han shot first shirt. Okay, Lucas knows he fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And what's weird is the picture is when he's sitting next to Harrison Ford on the set of Indy.
Yeah, I know.
Geek brain explode.
All right, start the music back up.
Oh,
I got a few more.
Oh, more?
More things that aren't funny more with Yakety Sax. Things that not even Yakety Sax can make funny.
Got it.
The show Friends.
The episode where it still isn't funny.
Yeah. Will Smith. Hitch.
Not funny.
Yeah. 99% of what's on YouTube.
What about Chocolate Rain?
Chocolate Rain's in that 1%.
Oh, okay.
So still not funny. Saturday Night Live, past the year 1980, minus Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman years.
No, just Phil Hartman himself. Take Phil Hartman out of it.
Sort of funny.
I can't deal with it. And finally, local radio DJs. Not funny. You know, we should see if I can make it through that story about the pit bull that sodomized the 2-year-old with that music going.
You want to try?
No. I know. I don't think I can go that route tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not in that cruel of a mood. We'll have to see what happens.
Okay, so I'm still trying to find, like, just anything. I mean, everybody has all these fucking... let's see what's in this folder.
What's in that one? This is just live deconstruction of what we do here.
Jimmy doesn't have archive folders. He has retired folders. Dude, just it's whatever.
Oh my gosh.
What? Barry Bonds hit a home run.
Didn't know I had this.
When I start making love.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know what we teased him with? Yeah, teased him with the story of the car wreck we saw in front here.
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Because we don't have a whole lot more going on
here.
We have
news, but it's just news.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, you can go to...
I think tonight's show is more just hanging out, yapping.
Yeah.
See what's going on. I don't want to railroad your news, though.
Hold on. My favorite TV show just came on.
Here we are,
born to be king. Are we going to do TV shows now?
Ooh, I don't know if I'm prepared for that.
I got a couple. Now, is... Oh, okay. There could be only one! That sounded bad! Now, as great as this show was...
It was a good show!
It was a good show. I do have something that is better, and you have to agree.
Oh, Ed! Fucking over heels better. I mean, there's no argument. See, I don't have any TV show shit.
You don't have any?
Not that I have here. I have a lot of TV show shit back home.
I have another one that I consider to be...
Wait.
Oh,
this one's for the hardcore geek. This one's hardcore geek. And I'll have to explain it to everybody else, but it's an anime.
Oh, it's Cowboy Bebop.
There you go.
This is a good show.
It was great.
All right, I got another one. Get everybody and the stuff together. Let that run for a second, but I got mine lined up.
3, 2, 1, let's jam.
I can't believe you do that.
Say what?
I can't believe you just did that. 3, 2, 1,
let's jam.
Jam. Oh my God.
Hey, you did it too. That's the funny
thing. No, I didn't.
I watched it.
Rewind the tape.
We don't have a post.
Fine. Then we'll do it in the podcast.
All right. Someone rewind the podcast, please.
All right. Here, I got one.
Okay. Nice. Very nice.
You know, we got into a discussion at work yesterday about the funniest movies of all time. And, I know this is TV, but it's not really the same topic. But anyway, it's amazing to me that we're sitting there talking, and none of these movies are from, like, past 1999. You know, didn't pause that. Like, to me, the funniest movies of all time, top 5 funniest movies of all time, Stripes.
Oh, totally. John Candy, Bill Murray, Harold Ramis.
Fucking everybody's in that.
I mean, and the funny thing is, Harold Ramis is a great writer and he's a great director. Not really a funny guy, but Ghostbusters and that.
Was really good.
Was really good.
Caddyshack.
Oh, classic. Caddyshack and only Caddyshack. What about that new one that's coming out now, the Teed Off or whatever it is?
Yeah. Rip off. Okay, what else? Shit, what were the rest of them? Fletch?
I was never a fan of Fletch.
Really?
I just couldn't get into Fletch. I tried. I wanted to.
It you know, Fletch and Fletch Lives are probably some of the funniest movies out there. And I'm a big Chevy Chase fan, old school Chevy Chase.
Right.
It was really good. Mallrats.
Mallrats is great. Clerks is better. Clerks.
Here's my problem with Clerks. Clerks was very uniform in ways, and it was also before Kevin Smith realized he could move the camera while shooting.
Well, the whole premise of Clerks, though, wasn't that. I mean, the whole premise of Clerks being the first film, being his first experience, was that experiment to see if he could do it.
It had its moments, but I found Mallrats to be funnier.
Mallrats was
especially
funny.
With Fly, Fat Ass Fly.
Oh, yeah, totally, when he's going on the rope. But, you know, I agree with you, it's funny, but I don't think it's one of the funniest.
Well, we're going to have to disagree on that one.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to disagree
and
on
then,
that one.
And then... Basketball being the funniest movie of all time.
For you, maybe. For me, no. I really don't have a top five because you know I don't watch a lot of movies and TV shows and stuff like that, which I suck because of that. I don't have a lot of... I mean, for me, funniest movie of all time, and I've said it before in the show, probably just last week even, I think, Blazing Saddles.
Anything Mel Brooks.
Not High Anxiety. I did not like High Anxiety, but... You know,
Young Frankenstein, History of the World Part One.
Oh, that was great.
I could not sit through Dracula Dead and loving it though.
Nope, neither could I.
Kind of,
I could and I couldn't because after a while I just got really tired of the one dude, the antagonist to the protagonist to the film. So yeah, let's see.
I'm going back and looking at movies, and a lot of newer movies just don't stack up to older movies.
Well, it's
and then they just remake them, and it sucks even more.
That's just it. They're just remaking films. I mean, we've talked about this before ad nauseum, and I know everybody has. Hollywood is truly, truly out of ideas to the point where they are rehashing TV shows, rehashing old movies, and sequels to sequels to sequels to sequels. It's pathetic. It's sad. The only original movies, and I mean, people are going to totally disagree with me on this one, and I hope you do, because I'd love to hear your side of the argument. But the most original movie that I think has been out in the past 10 years, we'll say, that has not been a remake or a sequel, but they were sequels in of them themselves, is anything from The Matrix.
See, now, because there are a lot of movies that were put out that didn't make huge splashes on things that felt were... there's no such thing as total originality because everything's been done, but...
Like, I think the 58 plots in the whole entire universe?
Something like that.
Yeah.
There were some movies, for example, The Machinist, which was a great movie.
Okay.
With Christian Bale.
Okay.
Again, Christian Bale would be Equilibrium.
Equilibrium was really awesome. It's a
phenomenal movie.
You know, I mean, there's traces of Equilibrium in so many other films.
Okay. Requiem for a Dream.
Good film. Pie.
Pie
was a twisted, fucked up dream or film.
What's the one I watched the other day? Fuck, I can't remember the name of it now. It's damn.
All right. Well, you know what? Why don't we throw this out to the ever loving audience, the Spankwagon Army or whatever we want to call them. Send us what you think.
Spanketeers.
Why don't you tell us what you feel is some of the best movies, best comedy movies?
Well, no, just best movies. And why. Tell us why.
Give us like your top five of best movies and why, and if we read your email, send it to us, radio@spankwagon.net. Mm-hmm. Remember, if you send us an email, you get free porn. Can't beat that. I'm just kind of diving through here, and I found, this.
Oh, shit. I wonder if I still know all the words to this.
Guy, I hear.
Yeah, dude, I remember being... It turned down just a little bit. I remember me, Chief, Ken, being in this guy Jesse's car. He had this little Mazda. Playing this loud as hell like we were fucking cool. Screaming this and singing this at the top of our lungs. This whole Weird Al CD.
Really? You know, because I remember when I was a small black child, this is what we listened to.
Fuck the police.
Right about now, NWA quarters in full effect. Judge
yeah, boys!
In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on.
Let's go the complete opposite direction.
I thought we just did with going from Frank's to 2000 inch TV to that. Are we going back?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
You can bring it up a little bit. Come on now. This is AC/DC.
Oh, wait, wrong slider. Oh. That's why.
AC/DC, gotta be one of the baddest bands ever.
Totally.
I don't care who you are, where you are, what you're doing. If you're somewhere and you hear this song, everybody just stops. Everybody wants to be Angus, man. There isn't a guy out there who doesn't want to fucking put on the short shorts and schoolboy shirt and a tie
right.
And just fucking rock out. Black, white, it don't fucking matter. Everybody loves AC/DC.
Everybody.
Got something?
Oh, yeah.
Bring it, yo.
I gotta find it.
Uh-oh. Well, since we're doing, you got it?
I think I do. You know, one thing I will
say... This is like the ultimate ADD hour, isn't it?
Totally. One thing I know that music, one nice thing about music is you can find those gems. Unlike TV, you know, where they won't put it out if it sucks or they won't put it out if it doesn't have a big name on it. Music they will put out. They just won't...
Wow, that was crazy.
They just won't tell you about it. Here's one, though. This is when it first came out. It did get a lot of push. It is a big song, so, I mean, I'm kind of talking on my ass. The song.
Oh.
Love the song. This is one you turned your bass up.
To me, this is part of that new generation of rock that grew up listening to all of their parents' albums.
Yeah.
You know, White Stripes, Wolf Mother, you know, bands like that.
White Stripes, I mean, the Bravery. Who's the guys from fucking here? Why are we drawing blanks on this shit? We're looking at it.
I know. I know what you're talking about. It's a lot of these newer bands that are going for that older feel and that older sound. You know, not everything has to be formulaic chord rock. But these guys, you can hear the influences of like Zeppelin,
yeah.
Pink Floyd.
And it's just two of them. It's Meg and Jack.
Yeah.
That's it. Brother and sister. Well, simplicity.
And Jack's also on tour with the Raconteurs.
Raconteurs.
Which is a great project, too.
Yeah, totally, totally awesome stuff. Matter of fact, let's see, what else do I got here?
Oh, wait, now. Now, look, if we're going to talk about people who go old school, you have to turn around and look old school.
Okay. Very nice.
Some of the greatest guitar licks ever. You know, I never did drugs, but if I ever did, I'd want to do them while listening to this song.
Girls,
this goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
You got some?
Right, but let's show some love and respect to even what is, you know, to our kids is going to be considered, you
oldies.
Know, oldies, I guess. To us, though, it was our world just a few years ago. Oh.
You know, I still remember the day Kurt Cobain died. I was already out of high school. I'd left high school.
You dropped.
And I went back to school to meet my friends so I could tell them in person so they didn't have to hear it off of the radio. And it was one of those things that it was an event that defined a moment for us. And Kurt Cobain and Nirvana was one of those bands that really introduced a lot of mainstream people to that Seattle sound. People were still kind of somewhat familiar with it, with like Alice in Chains.
Well, you know what? I'll say Alice in Chains first and foremost kind of introduced the sound. Nirvana got big off of it. So did Pearl Jam.
I want to say Nirvana really refined it.
Yeah, I'm going to say more in Pearl Jam really refined it. Pearl Jam to me was...
Pearl Jam was almost too poppy at times, you know, like a lot of stuff off of Vitalogy.
Well,
you know,
no, go further back, though. Go to Tenor Versus, those albums. And even the newest album, the one they just released, Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
That one had more. I'm noticing this with a lot of musicians and a lot of people who are around in that era of the 90s, mm-hmm. the early 90s. They're going back to that sound. And that's in all kinds of music. I'm noticing this with everything from Nine Inch Nails to Pearl Jam. I mean, they went back to their old sound.
Yeah. Well, Worldwide Suicide is a great song, too.
It's one of those rare every CD works. But, you know, I got one more, and I'm going to trump you on this one.
I don't know.
Or do double up on you, at least.
All right.
If you're really talking about disenfranchised youth.
Oh, dude. If you've got the same song loaded up,
I don't think I do, but if I do, it's a miracle. But this, you know,
it wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
Wouldn't be. This goes further back than I think even we could appreciate.
When I get to the bottom, I go
the Beatles.
To the top.
Wow. I'm not a Beatles fan.
Helter Skelter.
Wow. This really is a band that really did define a lot of people's lives. Helter Skelter.
I mean, listen to us. We're 30-year-olds. What do we know? But
I never was a Beatles fan. Just never caught with me. And I love classic rock. I never really considered the Beatles to be classic rock, though. I took them more to be like a pop band.
Yeah. No, you're right with that. I mean, you are right with that.
How about this? This is a band, and for me, it's a song that speaks to me, but it's a band that, again, as we were growing up, was something that just made nights. If it'll ever start. Pumpkins, man.
Not that song.
You always be my home.
No. Not that song. This song.
The world is a vampire.
Oh yeah.
And 1979 was another one.
Smashing Pumpkins were a band that got all that angst out without being too angry, so your parents were kind of cool with you listening to it.
Yeah, totally.
Especially with like 1979 and some of the other ones about that. I remember getting into trouble listening to some things. How about this for you? This is a song and a band that I consider never to be a big commercial success, but a song that really lit up.
Oh. Totally.
I mean, I never considered Radiohead to be a big success commercially, but...
But the problem with Radiohead...
Other than the name for
song.
Radiohead?
No, is this song. Because this song... I'm sorry?
Can I have the sheet, please? We're getting up close to being time.
The song was good, but it got to be the point where it was almost a joke in defining them.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't their absolute best song.
Still a great song, though. Especially when you can find... this is the unedited version.
Right.
The one that they got kicked off of the MTV Music Awards for playing.
Nice.
You know, I'm going to double up here.
Okay.
Another band, to me, that I feel was a great band that made some awesome albums and then fucking went a wrong direction with it.
Okay.
Everclear. Their first two albums, Sparkling Fade and So Much for the Afterglow, were unbelievably awesome albums. Songs from an American Movie kind of made a turn that I didn't like, and then the lead singer wound up with that tumor on his vocal cord, and he wasn't sure if he was going to even live through the whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
Lived, and then got all happy with his poppy 94.1, that's a local station here in town, fucking Soccer Mom songs. But this is off of So Much for the Afterglow, and... To me, and this is, I guess, a getting to know you moment, this is a song that is for me and my wife, Jackie, and it's, yeah. Oh, and I accidentally hit rename. Here we go.
I do, and you know, my problem with music is I didn't really discover this until I got older, because I do listen to a lot of techno and stuff, so I miss out on a lot of the whatever. But I listen to
more
a lot
traditional
of
traditional
stuff. And I don't want to say miss out, but I'm a little bit behind in what everybody's listening to, because I really was listening to different stuff. I was listening to Eurotrance and a lot of things that you just can't find here. But this is one group always appreciate, always love. And there's a lot more. I mean, there's, I'm not even touching on the Aerosmith stuff and that kind of stuff, but this one, always loved it. And then after this, I think we need to start wrap up. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hell yeah, dude.
What can you say? Breaking the Girl.
I kind of like how the Peppers never lost that edge.
They did. You know? They really did, though. I don't like Californication. I don't like that entire CD.
I see Californication as almost a try to return to the roots of where they came from in
things. To me, the most recent CD that they did, they just put out the Stadium Arcadium, that to me is bringing it back full circle. That to me is going to, I guess you could, God, I'm... sounding like a hokey DJ, but it's going back to that place where they were really comfortable and they were really good.
You mean where they were doing